have no bells or bell, do you have?
I have a little bell from our crop mover. We're turning it all in so you can reimburse, but we'll give it to Katie. This is just the stuff that I bought, but it'll get reimbursed to you, so you can try to check out me for $129, something for different supplies, and I got receipts right there. That'll go, that's been turned into the state, so we'll grant it, when it comes to you, you'll just get it back.
Okay. Awesome. I have second quarter reimbursement.
You got a...
A pen?
Pen? I didn't come. I'm lucky I got it.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, you beat me. Sorry, excuse my tardiness. I had to stop to grab that.
Is anybody planning on going down to the big Soil Health in the West next month? Anybody thinking about it?
St. George?
St. George, get you dinner.
Thank you.
Reminders.
I
might go, but they put that guy on the farm.
Oh, did they?
You've gone
down to the farm shop? Down to California. Is this the one that have the no.
Detention center.
Oh, okay.
It's out every other year.
Yeah.
They do it. It's usually a pretty big outfit. Last time they did it was when we got our brand new no-till drill.
Have that
meeting. They showcased one of them down there. There was a guy from Mexico that came up and he was pretty interesting. He talked about some of his ranch and what he was doing on Alejandro.
Joel Salatin.
Anyway.
Does anybody want a copy of their agenda and minutes? Since I printed them.
You are golden. But I think you're okay.
You'll be all right. Sounds good.
Keep that for our meeting, though, for what we...
What?
Keep that for an official record.
Oh, yeah. I have it in the computer.
That we're legitimately up there for a month.
You'll have to tell me who...
You know, didn't we kick in a little money for sponsorship for the Soil Health in the West?
Yeah.
Yes.
500?
Something like that. I'll have to
By
go back
doing
through
that,
and look.
You guys get one of your board members gets a free, or somebody in the district, will give you one free registration for that. So, that's something to keep in mind.
So on Arnold, the Rebbers.
We just approved another one for planning.
Okay.
Keith motion.
Keith
motion. Somebody
seconded
it.
I made motion. Keith seconded.
Awesome.
Either way works here.
What about the minutes?
Yes.
What did I do?
We approved them.
Who motioned? Sorry. I'm getting on my notes. Cody?
You pick one and second one.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds great.
Perfect.
I love your style.
The loan was for $300,000 for drilling a new well.
Okay, $300,000. Okay. I have this recording, so I will listen to it and get everything typed out that I need to. So.
And I just got these things. She just kind of some little get together, happy workshops, Utah weed field days. I got this from our kitchen.
Yeah. I got
last
one.
Night, we had a little,
thank you.
We had a little bangs last night. She handed these out, so I thought you guys might want to see that. Also, a crop school coming up on January 20th. So there's a little handout on that.
Okay. And where's this crop school?
This one is in Cedar City. There's
the do you want
right
this?
Here,
yeah, I want one going to this.
Okay.
Because I got my good half
seed. Putting that together, both counties?
I'll take a picture.
Yeah, extension.
So I can get the details.
It's like an extra extension deal. Okay. Might be something you might want to be interested in going to.
Awesome, thank you.
Right, if there's a board member that wants to go to the big soil health workshop down in St. George. Let me know when I can get that free registration for whoever wants to go.
And that's a 2-day event, looks like?
Mm-hmm. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday.
Is that a third Wednesday? 10th through the 12th, wherever that is. check the calendar out there and see what those look like. It's Tuesday, Wednesday.
So, do you guys ever
it's 11.
Give out CEUs?
Yeah, it'd be pesticides.
Yeah, we prefer pesticides. A lot of times, stuff like this.
My IFA does that quite a lot. Every time.
The one in Beaver, Beaver County, on the, was it the 21st or whatever?
I have one over there, too.
They give out CEUs.
Well, they used to around here, too. But.
I don't think they will.
Not to deter from the meeting, but if any of you guys have to sign up, get your CEUs for your license renewal.
Yeah.
Like wait, this year?
Okay, wait, what? Say that again?
Then you have to get your license renewed.
I just keep on my CEUs.
Yeah, but do you have to upload them?
Is it a pain to buy?
Yeah, they've switched.
It's a new system, and
now
then it's been a nightmare.
It is. Oh. I've been 3 days.
Doing what?
Basically, emails.
Fiddling.
Is that?
So if when I... Next year's my...
Start now.
Not bad.
Just take the test
really?
Again.
No, I'm not taking my test.
Heard some guys are just taking the test again.
Really? Is it that pain of butt, huh?
So what it's not like you just upload them and sign the paper and.
So.
I'm ready
for pesticides, so you can buy.
Restrictive chemical?
Yeah.
Is that a federal government thing, or is that something Utah's just doing?
It's the state of Utah that controls that.
Well, and then the
Department of Agriculture
bought all the herbicides I wanted. And never asked me a question.
Well, most of it's all right, but like your Tordons and stuff like that.
I bought Tordons.
You did?
I gave you trouble, but didn't give him.
Yeah,
maybe. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure Matt bought some. Certified. I just said put it on Matt's account and they give me everything.
Well, yeah, they don't question that. Wait, Matt, I got a question.
Probably went on Tony's.
So let me tell you something.
It wasn't
working. So when I was buying quite a little bit here and there, went over since it was around, and Larry was selling it to everybody, Sandy and everybody, and all of a sudden the state comes to we got to come check your records and see what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, shit. They make liars out of you. Sorry. You got that thing really cold.
I don't have any wrappers, sorry.
No candy wrappers.
So Larry Olverson was selling everyone in Cedar City a restricted chemical under Nancy's number.
And one day. I had to come up... In a couple days, a lot of record keeping.
A lot of acres.
It was like
and
on the black
guy
market.
Said, this is quite, this is unique how you did this. Anyway.
Still remember that headache, don't you?
Yep, I do.
I went through QuickBooks today and the bank account, and I accounted for everything. I did have to do a reconciliation because, for whatever reason, it wasn't matching up, but no, there's nothing missing. Have you gotten any of your Sarah checks?
I got a Sarah check.
Only one? Because none of yours have been cashed.
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen.
I know I've mailed them out because I wrote those checks.
You asked them now, this is the only one I've seen.
Send them certified.
Okay.
So are there any of the rest of us missing any? Have they come through? Or?
Yes. You are missing two that you haven't cashed.
I put one in the last 2 or 3 days. And then, I don't know, beyond, was there obviously one before that?
Yeah, the one I wrote you in September and then the one in December. And I just got on the online banking today and it's not showing. So, and then Cody's missing one too.
Oh, I think it's tomorrow.
I'm glad you still have it. Take care of it.
Cash that sucker.
It's money. Who doesn't want money?
The December one's easy. The September, you got me one.
So soon as you can.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Yeah,
I got a picture.
Like this. Like Bob Platt gave me a check for our well association and called me 2 days later. How come you haven't deposited that check yet?
Okay, so if you have the last one and you don't know where the others are, I can get you reimbursed for that. I have all the amounts and stuff figured out. I was just wondering, like, because you haven't cashed any of yours. I'm like, What's the deal? I know I sent them because I wrote them out.
Because when I pulled that one out, I said, have you seen anything like this before? She goes, no, because I can't cash it anyway. It's in your name.
I just wasn't sure if maybe you had someone at your house like we do that shreds everything.
She lied it from me. No, it could be hidden in there somewhere.
Okay. Well, we'll get that figured out. So, okay.
I'll make sure I put the December one in because I'm not seeing it here either. I'll make sure that I put that in and then
yeah.
Figure out the other one.
I'll get mine in too.
All right. And then, yes. If you want to look to see if you have the September one, or
I would have cashed it by now.
Okay.
I'll double check.
I'll write you a new one too.
I'll double check and call you along this summer.
Sorry, what?
I'll double check and give you a
okay. Sounds good.
You better just hand them out to them at the board meeting.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, man, I wish you guys all had a Venmo account. Then it'd just be one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. No, we'll. That'll be something that I think would probably be better to do in the future is if I just hand them out at the meeting, get them all cut beforehand. Sorry, what?
Some of the clerks do that.
Yeah, I think it'll be less headache because the mail has lost some stuff. I had to write a check 3 times for the livestock, the junior livestock show because it got lost in the mail. Well, Becca lost the first one. The second one got lost in the mail. So I'm just like, where are you at? I will come to you. So, anyway. Okay. All right. I've done all my bone picking. We can move along.
Okay. Anything else?
We've got our tree program that we're working on. So Katie and I are going to get together and get our brochure because we got people knocking on the door right now. So.
Yep.
In fact, we're probably a little bit late. People are really knocking on the door.
Well, I don't think we got it out until about February last year.
It's only January.
Well, people
it's the warm weather.
It's a warm weather.
Yeah. I got one email.
We need a snowstorm
to
shut that down.
Keith, I'll, or Tyce, I'll have to get Keith to come with us. In Kane County, they're doing a lining out livestock trails for Kane County. And that North Fork stuff, we better be at that meeting to help them see where we're trail livestock so they can designate it.
And that's going to be on the 22nd of January.
Yep.
It'll be in Orderville. So, the county's kind of following suit. They're trying to kind of follow Iron County. They want to get their livestock trails designated over there. So
just put any road there is on it.
Yeah.
And be ready when the, you know, it's growing over there in the Kanab area. You know, guys are getting concerned about their trails.
It's like you know, you guys trail down the road, and the Claws hates it. He thinks you intentionally put him on the meadow.
Yeah, so
you see what I'm saying? So here's the trail. It's gonna get designated. So
we'll have some county. We'll have some county officials there. So they can listen.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
What about that supervisor training?
Oh, the clerk training.
Oh, yeah.
Are we supposed to do that?
I kind of seen that.
So that's going to be coming up on the 13th.
Yeah, I already have it written down.
Supervisors are welcome to do it.
It said something about treasurer and chairperson.
Yeah,
I was just going to ask,
do we have to do that? Not really. You don't have to, but if you do something, if you want to, I can give you the link. And Katie will be on it.
You'll be on the
team. Yeah, so they'll keep the same compliance. Yep.
Do you have anything, Mike?
Our sign-up deadline is next Thursday. Not this Thursday, but the 15th for our program. So if you have any projects or know anybody that does, send them our way. We did get some irrigation signed up to do a big pipeline project. So for our Parowan funding that we have for that valley, so that'll be good.
Did we spend all the money ahead of it for our valley?
We probably won't with the signups that we currently have.
Even the big pipeline one.
Yeah, I don't think it'll spend it all. I could be wrong.
All right.
We have a couple other signups. And I know this is just outside of you guys' district, but They had a bunch of flooding in New Harmony, and we're trying to see what we can do for those people down there. They had 6 inches of rain on Christmas Eve and Christmas. They just tore everything up, so we're trying to help them.
Sure, huh?
Yeah.
They got a lot of it.
And that was after they had 5 inches in October.
Yeah. So. Is there a magnet there or what?
I don't know.
Sitting in the clouds?
It's the dreaded Pine Valley effect.
Something.
That's really all I have. I did look at the latest snowpack numbers, but they're just ugly.
Pitiful.
So. Yeah, it's like 50%.
Really? It's dropped, last time we were like 99 or something, and it's dropped to 50?
Yeah. It's
Randy, do you have anything?
We just passed our deadline with sign-ups for GIP. We'll probably have 40-ish applications and less money this year. So.
Oh,
that's
probably
for the project.
Yeah, it will be.
Do you have anything, Amber?
Yeah, so we completed the ISM grant for the Russian olives. Up here, did you guys see the 3.5 acres of no Russian olives?
Mm-hmm.
Down here. Right
down here, yeah. So I saw the guy that was one of the crew of it. He was just scratched.
Hi, how are you?
What happened to you? Good. So the war did. He goes, we were doing Russian olives.
It, to get in there, it
those
beat
storms
us.
Can get brutal.
Yeah, it beat us pretty bad. But then once we were able to get in there, it was good. And then we have, it's moving up the canyon. I'm waiting for Cedar City to either tell me yes or no if we can get the Russian olives out of the park. That's a little bit controversial, but they're going to. Sounds like they're leaning towards it. If not, the rest of the funds will go to WRI for the Coal Creek project, so that for the Russian olive. So that's the plan.
So after they come.
Exciting news, the Gilmans today are signing up, and we're going to potentially bull hog that bench above it. So
that's
super exciting for the watershed. I mean, that's the biggest problem with Coal Creek is an impaired watershed. So
super exciting. That's like 700 plus acres.
So after they cut these Russian olives down, do they spray them so they don't come back?
So we spray them right when we cut them down, and then that's going to probably be the rest of a lifetime retreatment. It was
back.
So thick and so dense. It was insane.
Right now we have 2 years of funding to retreat. So.
Had they ever been treated?
Not that I know.
Not in our world?
They're fairly young trees. There was some kind of disturbance that happened that allowed them to come in. Because if you look at the rest of Coal Creek, it's fairly clean above there. There's a little bit, but not a lot. So there was some kind of disturbance that happened there. I don't know if it was when they put in the highway or then there's water there too. So I don't know. I haven't looked here long enough.
So then I'm spraying. I've never stopped spraying. The Russian knapweed, I'm losing ground. Like it's kicking my trash. And I sprayed it. So this year we just sprayed it really hard right now, and then I'm gonna have to hit it again this summer no matter what. Like it's gonna have to be 2 days of stopping that to hit that. And I went down to the Panera yesterday, and white top is coming. And so I started spraying for that.
Hey, that's crazy.
So just to, if you guys can keep your eyes out, I sure appreciate it.
Scott, do you have anything?
So next Thursday, we had to move it back a week, but we're going to have our legislative meeting, District 6 and 7, so we'll have a lot of legislators there and kind of try and tell them what's concerning us.
And where's that?
It's at Spring Hill Suites.
Okay.
At 7?
Mm-hmm.
Just
County Farm Bureau?
Yep, 10 counties though this time.
Okay, anybody else have anything?
I was just gonna say, like, when I sent out the text, I had an idea. I thought it'd be kind of fun to make like a video of what we do. So like, yeah, take pictures, anything you do, or video, and send it to me. I'll collect it.
We have a Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
She's in charge of it.
That's why I got the idea, because I was like, oh, I should make one of these for the district, you know, and then it'll kind of get us more known for.
Yeah,
so yeah, take pictures or video, anything. That'd be great. I'll make a little music video out of it or something. We'll make it fun.
We can talk about it further.
You what?
We can talk about it further.
Sounds good.
You grab a
snack.
So.
Okay. Now you can adjourn.
That's like lunch too. I couldn't have lunch.
You got cancer the whole day. You're not on to.